现在我们要看第二段。
Let's look at the second paragraph.
第九章一节到四节就是记载当时他们以色列了解了以色列人信仰堕落的情况。
Chapter 9, verse 1 to 10 talks about Ezra understand the decline of Israelite faith.
哇，所以他非常的忧伤惊惧忧闷而坐。
So he was very sad.
因为他知道这件事情大大的得罪了神。
Because he knew that the people sinned against God greatly.
在第四节那里有提到说凡为以色列神言语战惊的都因着被掳归回之人所犯的罪聚集到以色列那里跟以色列一样的在那里惊惧忧闷而坐。
Verse 4 talks about everyone who trembled at the words of the God. God of Israel gathered around Israel.
好，那我们特别注意这一句话，就是为以色列神言语战惊的。
Let's pay attention to these words again. Who trembled at the words of the God of Israel?
当我们在读圣经的时候，我们会有这种感受。
When we read the Bible, do we feel like this?
我们真的会为神的话战惊。
Sometimes God's word makes us tremble.
敬畏神的话，听到神的话好像。有时候我们感动会来会打动我们的心。
We feel God's word and God's word deeply move us.
神的话刚好就是打中了我们的软弱的地方。
God's word just hit the weak place in our heart.
有时候我们会感动，有时候我们会当场就悔改。
Sometimes we will repent immediately.
但是有时候感受到这样子。知道自己的软弱，既然是这样子，他们会感动我们的。
And we will know our weakness, and we deeply move, and we will repent.
所以我们在读圣经的时候就是在听神的话。
So when we read the Bible, we are listening to God.
神的话就会来感动我们。
God's word will move us.
那么当时那些人就是这样子。
At the time, the people are like that.
看到明白了神的话，看到以色列人的表现，这个很可怕。
They know their behavior and they understand the word of God and they tremble.
他们与以色列同心，同样的心情。
And they share the same mind of Ezra.
所以这个时候他到了这个献晚祭的时候。
So at the time of evening sacrifice.
献晚祭的时候他今天来讲就祷告，说到新约时候说这个晚祭就是像彼得他们就。到圣殿去祷告。
In terms of New Testament speaking, that is just like Peter went to the temple to pray at late afternoon.
以色列人一天的三次的祷告。
Israelite pray three times a day.
那在献晚祭的时候，也是他们祷告的时候。
And the time of evening sacrifice is a time of prayer.
这是下午三点的时间。
It's around three in the afternoon.
这个时候以色列看第五节。
Verse 5.
所以这个时候他就开始 起来祷告了。
So he prayed.
这个以色列说献晚祭的时候他起来了。
And he rose.
经过一段的这个思想，经过一段在那里
And after a long time of meditation.
思想神的旨意，我该怎么办。
Ponder about the will of God and what should he do.
就是百姓犯罪这么重，我该怎么办。
The people sin.Against God, what should I do?
那我能为这些百姓做什么？
What can I do for them?
他经过一段这样的这个思想。
After a long time of meditation.
结果到献晚祭的时候，他知道了。
Even in sacrifice, they know.
他知道他该做什么。
They know what they ask, what he should do.
所以他就起来了。
So he rose up.
这个时候他心中愁苦。
At the time, he was deeply saddened.
穿着这个撕裂的衣袍双膝。跪在神的面前
，with his tunic and cloth torn, he fell on his knees with his hand.
举手向神祷告
，spread out to the Lord his God.
所以这里第二段就是以斯拉的这个恳切代求。
So this record Ezra's supplication and intercession.
今天呢，这个是也是我们复兴教会信仰的很重要的一项工作。
This is key. Of reviving the faith.
好，我们看一下以弗所书第六章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 6.
这个以弗所书的 这个主题就是我们要建立一个荣耀的教会。
The theme of Ephesians is to build a glorious church.
在讲完了所有的这些道理之后，最后就是这一项工作最重要。
After talking about all the teachings, then the last mission is the most important one is to pray.
怎么样把基督的教会建立成为一个真正荣耀的教会
？How can they build the glorious church?
就是要靠着祷告。
Is through prayer.
所以讲到最后啊，第十八节，六章十八节。
Chapter 6 verse 18.
这个十八节这里说，靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求。
Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests.
并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
这种祷告是啊，神所喜悦的。
There's a prayer.Pleasing to God.
为众圣徒祈求。
There is a prayer for all the saints.
所以今天我们靠着圣灵的随时对方祷告。
So today we pray by the Spirit of God in all occasions.
那为什么说警醒不倦呢
？With alert and watchfulness.
就像这样子，教会的情况要知道。
That is, we should know. We should be alert about the situation in the church.
发现弟兄姐妹的一些软弱，随时祷告。
If we discover the weakness of brother and sister, we immediately pray for them.
不要等到说，哎呀。很严重了、啊、哎呀跌倒了啊太晚了那个时候祷告的太晚了
Don't wait until it is too late when they already fall on this sin
所以警醒不倦
Be watchful and alert
我们随时了解弟兄姐妹的状况啊，知道他们的软弱知道他们有什么地方 缺陷我们需要随时为他们祷告
We should be keep informed about the situation of brother and sister and pray for them always
哎，这种祷告啊会使弟兄姐妹得到神的保守，会使弟兄姐妹及时的回头。
This kind of prayer will help a person to come back and have God mercy on him.
哎呀，我们看一下，路加福音二十二章。
Let's look at Luke 22.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke 22.
二十二章。三十一节。
Verse 31.
路加福音二十二章三十一节。
Luke 22:31。
好，这里主耶稣对西门说啊，西门，西门啊，撒旦想要得着你们，好像塞你们像塞麦子一样。
Here Jesus said, Simon, Simon, Satan had asked to sift you as wheat.
哦，主耶稣了解西门的软弱，而且他所处的现在处在什么样的环境里头。
Jesus understood.The situation of Simon and what kind of situation that he is standing in.
是多么危险的一个环境。
It's a very dangerous situation.
32节。
32.
但我已经为你祈求。
But I have prayed for you.
叫你不至于失了信心。
That your faith may not fail.
那你回头以后要坚固弟兄。
And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
这个就是我们的好榜样。
That is a good example for us to follow.
主耶稣了解门徒的这种状况。
Jesus understand the situation of his disciples.
这个时候门徒很软弱。
Even though when they are very weak.
就快要跌倒了这个边缘。
When they are about to fall.
而且知道这个属灵的状况是多么的危险。
And Jesus knew that he was very dangerous in his spiritual situation.
主耶稣了解。
Jesus understand.
清清楚楚看到了。
Very clear.
但是门徒自己不知道。
But rather the disciples themselves, they didn't know.
那这个时候怎么办
?So at that time, what should he do?
你讲他都听不懂。
Even you speak to him, he would not understand.
主耶稣跟他讲了，他们都不会啊，哪里会
？Jesus said a situation, but they refused to admit. Well, how could that happen to me?
那主耶稣更直接讲说，今天晚上你们为我缘故都要跌倒。
Even Jesus said tonight, all of you will fall because of me.
彼得说不会的，别人跌倒我不会啊。
But rather, Peter said, everyone will fail, but I will never.
可见这个时候的门徒啊，是完全不了解自己的这个。环境的危险。
At the time, the disciples they themselves didn't know what is going to happen to them.
也不知道自己所面临的是什么样的软弱。
They didn't know what kind of weaknesses they are having.
但是主啊，他知道。
But Jesus knows.
哎，所以今天我们看到有一些弟兄姊妹，哎，已经受到魔鬼的迷惑了。
So today we know that some brother and sister they are under the temptation of Satan.
正常的人不是这样子啊。
It is not like a normal person would behave.
怎么现在讲话的口气都不相同了？
Why the way the manner he speak is so different?
本来很谦卑的人，现在怎么变成这么骄傲？
He used to be very humble, but now see he's very proud.
一定有问题。
There must be some problem.
这个我们要随时警醒，警醒。
We should be alert and watchful.
警醒谨守，这很重要的。
Watchful and alert, that's very important.
我们是属灵的教会。
We know that we are a spiritual church.
魔鬼像吼叫的狮子，时时刻刻都想机会要得到我们。
Satan is like a roaring lion, making every opportunity to swallow us.
那有我们有一些软弱的弟兄姐妹啊。就会给魔鬼有这个机会。
Some weak brother and sister, they left a foothold to Satan and give him some chance.
今天我当负责人了。
Today, I'm a board member.
我有一点骄傲的心。
If I have a little bit,
撒旦就进来。
Pride, and Satan will come
in. 那你就会发现，说，哎，不对啊，这个人当了负责人以后，嘿，讲话都不一样。
And you discover this person after he became a board member, he speaks a different manner.
危险。
Very dangerous.
这个一定要去警醒，要去警醒不见，要好好的。看到
we have to be very watchful to discover all the situations.
只要我们再稍微留意一下，我们都会感受到的。
If we pay attention, we all will notice.
就是说要怎么办？
What should we do?
赶快为他祷告。
Pray for him.
啊，求主保守。
Ask the Lord to keep.
不要让他心被撒旦进去抓住了，就糟糕了。
Do not wait until his heart was captured by Satan.
所以你看，这个主耶稣就是这样子。
Jesus is like this.
魔鬼想要得着我们，尤其是你。在教会里面当了领导者那就是第一号我要得着的人
Now Satan is looking at us especially for those who are leaders in the church and we are his number one target and most wanted
所以我们要特别警醒
So we should be very watchful
这个是很重要看守住保守住
We have to pray and ask God to keep us
说主耶稣就是这样子在门徒还不能了解的时候就为他们祷告
So Jesus prayed for them, even though they did not know what kind of situation they are in.
是他不至于失了信心。
Jesus had prayed for them so that his faith will not fail.
虽然跌倒了，可以再爬起来。
Even though he fell, but he could turn back.
不要就一倒下去就没了。
Don't let the person just fall and fall eternally.
所以今天为我们要适当点关心那些软弱的弟兄。虽然他现在一时软弱了，或者跌倒了，我们。为他祷告，求主让他能够再起来。
So we should show our concern to the brother and sister in weaknesses, even though they are very weak, but ask God to protect them and help them to turn back.
好，以色列就是这样子。
Ezra is like this.
啊，这个人知道，哇，这个跌倒了，这些百姓真的堕落。
And they notice that the people is in a very deep decline of the faith.
但是他想，在神的怜悯之下，还有希望。
But he knew that.Under God's protection, there's still hope.
所以他凭着这样的信心，跪在神的面前，开始代祷。
Through this faith, he kneeled down and prayed for them.
这个就是我们要学习，主耶稣也给我们留下这个榜样。
This is the example that we have to learn.
好，那保罗呢就告诉我们，靠着圣灵警醒，为众信徒祷告。
Paul tells us to pray in the Holy Spirit, be watchful, and pray for all the saints.
好，那么看回来这个以斯拉的祷告。
Let's turn back to Ezra's prayer.
那这个以斯拉的祷告他这种恳切的代求
He prayed with a supplication and intercession
看到第六节
Verse 6
他说我的神啊我抱愧蒙羞不敢向我的神仰脸
He said Oh my God I'm too ashamed and disgraced to lift up my face to you
因为我们的罪孽灭顶我们的罪恶滔天
Because our sins are higher than our heads And our guilt has reached to the heavens
主耶稣这个以斯拉这个祷告是一种代替代罪担当担当众民的这种罪的这种祷告
We know that Ezra's prayer is a prayer of taking up other people's guilt just like a sacrifice of redemption
这个就是代求
This is a true intercession.
代求不是说，我替你说情，不是像世人说，我跟他很熟悉，我替你说情，不是这样。
Intercession is not just a kind of asking favor for someone else.
是，你这件事情放在我身上。
It's rather put the things on your shoulder.
我就替你办。
I do it for you.
我跟他说，他就办了，没问题。
And if you do it for me, there's no problem.
你的事情就是我的事情。
Your things is my thing.
是这样子的。
This
不是我
is a way.
替你说情，说情，看看，不是这样子的哦。
It's not just standing at the side and ask for favor.
主耶稣成为肉身到世上来。
Jesus came into this world in flesh.
他要做我们的大祭司。
He was a high priest.
替我们祷告。
Pray for us. Intercede for us.
不是替我们说情。
It's not just asking favor for us.
担当我们的软弱。
But rather, he come to take our weakness.
这种祈求才是真正的祈求，代求。
This kind of intercession is true intercession.
希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews 4.
希伯来书第四章
Hebrews chapter 4
我们从十四节看
Verse 14
希伯来书第四章的十四节
Hebrews 4:14
四章十四节我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司就是神的儿子耶稣便当持定所承认的道因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样只是他没有犯罪所以我们只管坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前为要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助、哦、这里告诉我们的这一位大祭司
He tells us the high priest Jesus、
啊、他就是神的儿子耶稣基督
He's the son of God
他已经是在升入高天了，做我们在神面前做我们的中保，我们的大祭司。
He's the high priest who has gone through the heavens.
我们这位大祭司啊，他成为肉身到世上来啊，他能体恤我们的软弱。
He's the one who came in flesh and to sympathize.
他凡事受过试探，就承担了我们的软弱。
He has been tempted in every way so that he can bear our weakness.
就是这样子在神面前他显在神的面前就是担当我们这个软弱。
So he came in front of God and to bear our weakness.
所以有他的担当我们就很放心了坦然无惧到施恩的宝座前来向神祷告。
Because he bear our weakness that we can come to the throne of grace without fear.
主耶稣这种担当我们一切的软弱
So Jesus Christ bear our weakness、
哦、就能、成为我们的中保
So that he could be our mediator
这个大祭司就是代求者、
And、He is the priest that pray for us、
我们看到希伯来书第二章
Hebrews chapter 2、
第二章、十七节
Verse 17
第二章十七节
2:17
所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同为要在神面前成为慈悲忠心的大祭司为百姓的罪献上挽回祭那个主耶稣他要做我们的大祭司他就要先成为肉身来跟我们一样啊，凡事上跟我们一样
In order to make atonement for our sin that Jesus Christ has to come to this world and to be like us in always
成为我们的这个软弱的
So that he can bear our weakness.
在我肉体当中承受我们这种软弱。
Bear the burden that we experienced.
所以他十八节说他凡事他既然被试探而受苦。
So verse 18 said, because he himself suffered when he was tempted.
就能搭救被试探的人。
He is able to help those who are being tempted.
所以这种代求啊就是一种担当。担当。
So intercession is a way of sharing the burden.
你的软弱就是我的软弱。
Your weakness is my weakness.
你的错就是我的错。
Your mistake was my mistake.
所以这种代替担当的这种代求，这个就是爱，真正是爱的代求。
This is a true kind of love with intercession.
这个性质不相同，这个祷告的这个心情不一样。
This is true one.
我们看到我们知道一个寡这个那个是一个寡妇啊他的妇人啊迦南的妇人啊为了他的这个女儿换鬼来求耶稣
We remember the story of a Canaanite woman who came to Jesus and pray and asked for him to heal her possessed son
那这个是迦南妇人啊那时候他们这个得到神的恩典的时候还没有到
because at that time it's not a time for the Canaanites to receive the grace of God.
按照规矩是不可以的。
Because according to the time of God, that was not okay.
但是主耶稣啊，特别例外，特例，破例，开恩给他。
But Jesus rather expressed, broke the rules and gave her the grace.
因为这个迦南妇人的信心。
Because of her great faith.
好，那她的信心呢，也很重要，就是她的这个爱心。
And the faith was manifest in the form of love.
哎，她说求神可怜她。
He asked God to have mercy on her.
主啊，你可怜我。
She said, "Oh Lord, have mercy on me."
我的女儿犯鬼。
Because my daughter was possessed.
这个痛苦是在她的身上。
Because she suffered her daughter's suffering.
哎，她在背着她儿女儿这种痛苦到主面前来代求。
Bearing with the suffering of her daughter, that she come to Jesus and ask for help.
主耶稣，你看就怜悯她。
Jesus Christ, have mercy on her.
所以今天呢，我们代求啊，就是像以色列这样的，就是像主耶稣做我们大祭司一样。
Today we should be learning from the example of Jesus Christ just and Ezra.
这个时候啊，很重要，他的责任有多重
？Because they have a very heavy responsibility.
他承担了这个背后全百姓的这种重大的罪，跪在神的面前代求。
He received all the burdens of sins of the people and come to the Lord and pray.
这种祷告啊，是。爱心的祷告是神所喜悦的。
This kind of prayer is an intercession of love and it's pleasing to God.
好，赶快来以斯拉记第九章。
Let's turn back to Ezra chapter 9.
所以底下我们看到他向神祷告啊，第七节。
Verse 7.
他就提到啊，以前列祖怎么样犯罪啊。
He mentioned about how his forefather sinned.
说从我们列祖啊，直到今日啊，我们的罪恶甚重。
So from the times of our father, our sin has been very heavy.
因我们的罪孽啊，我们和君王、祭司都交在外邦王的手中。
Because of our sin, we and our kings and our priests have been subjected to the sword and captivity.
有的被杀害，有的被掳掠，有的被抢夺。
Some were subjected to the sword, and some was captured.
啊，我们脸上蒙羞。
And we are humiliated.
也就是说，不能荣耀神。
That is, cannot glorify God.
那正如今日的光景。
Just like it is today.
因为他们现在还是在王国的这个时期。
Because at the time they still do not have their own kingdom.
想到过去这样的惨痛的教训。
Looking back of the history.
啊，到了第八节。
Now verse 8.
我说现在啊，主我们的神啊，暂且施恩于我们。
But now, for a brief moment, the Lord our God has been gracious to us.
给我们留一些逃脱的人，使我们安稳如钉子钉在他的圣所。
In living, giving us some firm place in the sanctuary, so that we can have some people.
啊，这个是想到说，现在神怜悯啊，暂时施恩给他们回来了啊，一部分人回，不是全部。啊，已经有所罗巴伯他们重建圣殿那一批人回来，那现在又有以斯拉这一批第二批的回来了。
That is God allow some remnants to come back. For example, those group led by Zerubbabel and also the Ezra.
好，那圣殿又重建起来。
And the temple was rebuilt.
哇，这个好像钉稳钉子钉在圣所。
They were just like a nail being nailed in the sanctuary.
啊，让他们能够有恢复他们的信仰。
So that the faith could be revived.
说我们的神好光照我们的眼目。
So our God gives light to our eyes.
使我们在受辖制之中稍微复兴。
And a little relief in our bondage.
就是以斯拉的信心。
That is Ezra's faith.
以斯拉看到神的怜悯。
Ezra discovered the mercy of God.
虽然呢，因为以前的犯罪，君王祭司犯罪，所以被掳到巴比伦去，经过了70年的这样的教训。
Even though the people sinned and they were captured to Babylon and spent 70 years of exile in the country.
现在神已经向他们施恩了。
But now God has shown them mercy.
他们有希望。
Grace. And they have hope.
可以复兴。
They can revive.
一定要，爱就是凡事盼望，凡事相信，这个爱心就是会看到希望。
Love believes all things, hope for all things, and through love we can see a hopeful future.
就做父母对儿女啊，都是存这样的爱，因为爱就有希望。
Because of love, that every parents have hope on the children.
别人说啊，没有用了。
Even though other people say your sons are useless.
但是做父母的总是说啊，没有问题，我这个孩子还有希望。
But a parent will say, my child is still hopeful.
就像这样的情况，所以以斯拉这一种就是这样的心情。
This is the kind of mentality that Ezra has.
他看见了以色列人的希望。
He saw the hope for future.
所以以这样的信心跪在神的面前向神祈求。
Through the faith that he knew down before God and asked for them.
所以现在我们就看到爱心的担当，信心的祈求。
So we see the sharing the burden through love and praying through faith.
看到神还要光照我们。
And he saw the light that God is going to shine to them.
让我们亲眼看到神的荣耀。
So that they can see the glory of God.
所以呢，虽然现在很受辖制，但是呢，我们稍微可以复兴起来。
Even though they were in bondage, but they still have hope.
所以因为爱心看到这一点，就有凭着信心向神祈求。
Through love, that he see this reality and he pray for God.
好，再看第九节。
Verse 9，
说我们是奴仆，然而在受辖制之中，我们的神仍没有丢弃我们，在波斯王眼前向我们施恩，叫我们复兴，能够重建我们神的殿。哦，这里就感受到神没有丢弃他们。
He experienced that God has not deserted them.
所以现在他们能够回来重建圣殿。
So that they can come back to rebuild the temple.
感谢神这样的这个大爱。
So that they thank God.
所以能够修还有修那好那些毁坏的城的地方。
So、they can rebuild the house.
使我们在犹大和这个耶路撒冷有墙垣。
So that they can...
当时也修复了一些在圣殿附近的一些墙垣。
So they can have a wall of protection in Judea and Jerusalem.
不是全部
Not even a complete wall.
所以整个这个墙垣的修复啊，是到接下去的这个以斯拉记里。
Because the project of repairing the wall was in the end of the chapter.
那第十节这里说
，Verse 10，
说我们的神呐、啊，既是如此，我们还有什么话可说呢
？But now, O our God, what can we say after this?
他感受到神的爱，既然是这样子
，He feels God's love.
当我们犯了这么大的罪，可是他并没有弃绝我们，还这样的来帮助我们，让我们有复兴的这个机会。
After we commit such a great sin, but God still have mercy on us, so that we can have a chance of brief and little relief.
我们的神啊，你这样爱我们，我们还有什么话可说呢
？Oh Lord, you love us so much. What should I say?
因为我们已经离弃了你的命令。
Because we have already forsake your command.
这十一节说，就是你借着你的仆人众先知所吩咐的。
You gave through your servants.
你们要去得为业之地是污秽之地，因为列国之民的污秽很可憎的事，叫全地从这边直到那边满了污秽。
Verse 11 says, "You gave through your servant the prophets when you said the land you are entering to possess is a land polluted by the corruption of its people, but their detestable practices you shall not."
神为了爱自己的百姓
，because God loves His people.
借着众先知、众仆人去吩咐，告诉他们说，这个地是多么的污秽，这些国民这现在已经行为多么败坏。
Through His servants and prophets, He tells them how polluted this land is.
所以特别吩咐第十二节
，verse 12。
所以不要将你们的女儿嫁给他们的儿子，也不要为你们的儿子娶他们的女儿。
Do not give yourself daughters in marriage for the son, nor take the daughters for a son.
还要永不可以求他们的平安和他们的利益。
Do not seek a treaty of friendship with them at any time.
因为这一些是神所憎恶、神要灭绝的人。
Because those kind of people are detestable in God's eyes.
所以第一交代说不要跟他们结亲。
So God specially.Forbid them to marry with them.
也不要为他们求平安、求意义。
And not make a treaty of friendship with them or ask for peace.
神特别吩咐的事情。
God specially mentioned this.
他说这样你们就可以强盛，吃这个地的美物。
And if you obey this, that you can be strong and enjoy the fruits of the land.
并且遗留这地给你们的子子孙孙。
And you can give this land to your children and your children's children.
这个是回想到神当时是怎么。吩咐他们进迦南地时候要怎么做。
Now he is recalling the commands that are given by God when they are about to enter the land of Canaan.
所以你看他祷告当中，他就很清楚地想到神的话，明白神的旨意。
So through his prayer, he understands God's will.
那今天我们所违背了神的这些教训。
Now today we have sinned against God's command.
那十三节这里说了
13.
说神啊，我们因自己的恶行和大罪啊，遭遇了这一些事啊，并且你刑罚我们轻于我们罪所应当承担的，又给我们留下这些人。
13 said, what happened to us is a result of our evil deeds and our great guilt, yet our God, you have punished us less than our sin deserved.
这个感受到神的这种管教啊，是手下留情的啊。
He knows that God's punishment is less than what he deserved.
其实啊，如果按照我们的罪，那我们现在没有一个人能够存留，没有一个人能够存活了。
Because if God deals with them justly, that no one can remain survive in this world.
今天我们还能够存活，并且要回来重建圣殿又回来。
But today we still survive and can come back to rebuild the temple.
就证明啊神的爱。
And that proves God still loves us.
虽然我们犯罪了，啊，神要来管教处罚我们，但是呢，很轻微，啊，像父母在打儿女一样，是，不是要他受伤，啊，是要他明白道理。
God punishes them just like a parent punishes children, not to wound him, but rather to let him to turn back.
感受到神这种管，我们岂可再违背你的命令？与这行可憎之事的民结亲呢？
Shall we again break your commands and intermarry with the people who commit such detestable practices?
已经啊，经过这个七十年的教训回来了。
Now they have a lesson of the 70 years already.
还可以再犯这样的罪吗？
Should we sin against the same sin, same mistake ever again?
从这里我们就会知道他为什么会这样撕裂衣服啊，又问惊惧而坐，为什么？
Now we understand why he torn his tunic and cloth and sat down upon.
下面他说，若是这样子，你岂不向我们发怒，将我们灭绝？
He said, would you not be angry enough with us to destroy us?
以至于没有一个剩下逃脱的人吗？
Leaving us no remnant?
所以你会看到为什么以色列会这样子的表现。错，这个太可怕了。
Now you understand why Ezra was so serious, because it could be very terrible.
选民的表现呢，不要把神的那个爱啊，一切都给他真的就把他理解掉了。
Because the people, they neglect God's grace and love totally.
那真的是没有机会啊。
And then there will be no second chance.
所以以色列他很害怕。
So Ezra trembled.
赶快跪下来。向神祷告。
Kneel down to pray to God.
第十五节啊。
15.
说主以色列神啊，因你的是公义的，我们就剩下的人才得逃脱，正如今日的光景。
So, Lord God of Israel, you are righteous. We are left this day as a remnant because you are merciful.
神是公义的，神呢按照他的公义啊来啊怜悯百姓。
God is just and according to his righteous.
说看呢，我们在你面前有罪恶。
So see now we have guilt in front of you.
因此呢
before you.
无人在你面前站立得住。
Though because no one can stand in your presence.
这个在神面前，罪人在神面前是站立不住的。
Because sinner cannot stand before God.
这个像那个税吏一样，不敢抬头望天。
Just like the tax collector, he dared not to lift his head toward heaven.
求神啊，求你可怜我这个罪人。
He only beat his breast and say, Oh Lord, have mercy on me.
这个在神面前呢、啊。谦卑啊，自卑，还求神怜悯。
He humbled himself before the Lord and asked for mercy.
主耶稣说，这样的人在神面前可以蒙神悦纳。
Jesus said, this kind of person can receive grace and blessing from God.
所以今天在我们在神面前，我们就以这样的心情呢，谦卑的在神的面前。
So today when we come to God, we should have this attitude.
我们以色列这种爱心。
We should have the love of Ezra.
看弟兄姐妹的软弱，就是我的软弱。
See the weaknesses of brother and sister are our own weaknesses.
我们对神的爱有绝对的信心。
And we have absolute faith on God's love.
所以我们相信神会怜悯我们。
We know that God will encourage us.
神会使我们再爬起来。
God will help us to turn back again.
以这样的信心向神祷告。
Yes, when we pray, we should have this faith.
谦卑在神的面前。
and humble ourselves before God.
一定会蒙神所悦纳。
And surely our prayer will be heard.
就是我们看到以斯拉这个祷告。
And let's continue to look at his prayer.
在神面前恳切代求。
A supplication and intercession.
今天我们靠着圣灵，也应该像以斯拉一样。
Today we should rely on the Holy Spirit and pray in the same manner.
警醒不倦地为众圣徒祈求。
Be watchful and alert. Pray for all the things.
好，看到第十章。
Chapter 10.
这个第十章啊，第一段第一节，我们看到这个祷告的功效。
We can see the effect of prayer.
以色列这个祷告啊，马上看到这个功效出来。
And we can see very clearly the effect of Ezra prayer.
那这个祷告呢，首先第一就是感动人，感动人。
The first thing is that it can move people.
为什么会感动人呢
？Why the prayer can move people？
已经感动神了。
Because it has already moved God。
这很奇妙。
This is very important。
因为我们祷告啊，我们的祷告感动神了。
Because our prayer moved God。
那神就有回应。
And touch God and God have response。
神的回应是怎么样
？What is God's response？
神就感动人了。
Then God moved people。
感觉去帮助我这个仆人。
And then they come to help his servant。
我们。注意这一点。
Look at this point.
我们在为教会这种祷告。
We pray for the church.
神就会回应。
God will respond.
有一位那个教会的这个负责。
There was a church board member.
他当负这个担任这个工作的时候。
When he took the responsibility.
那个教会很软弱。
At that time, the church was very weak.
就是在福建厦门的地区。
That happened in Fujian, the province of Fujian.
那这个负责人看到，哇，教会这么软弱。
And the church board member realized the church was so
weak. 他以前没有当负责人，他没有发现。
Before he was not a church board member, so he did not discover that it's true.
他现在当负责人。
Reality. And now he was a board member and knew everything.
他要了解弟兄姐妹。
Because he wanted to understand the brothers and sisters.
他看到，哇，教会怎么这么软弱
？He said, "Wow, how come the church is so weak?"
大家聚会啊，也不热心。
People are not fervent in their coming to service.
教会的工作没有人要做。
No one want to do the church work.
啊，今天我这怎么办呢
？What should I do?
他向以斯拉说：“这样怎么办呢
？”He just like Ezra say, "What should I do?"
第一，他就知道，他就圣灵感动了。
Firstly, Holy Spirit move him.
从明天开始，我要
From the day on,
到会堂去祷告。
I need to go to the chapel to pray.
我每天早上我去祷告两个小时。
Every morning I go to church to pray for 2 hours.
就是这样子了。
And that is the way.
祷告一个礼拜。
And 1 week later.
出现了。有回应了。
Some response.
就有好几个人来，因为话知道了，好像知道了，就某某人每天都要去教会。
And a few more persons they knew that there was a board member they come to pray every day.
就来加入他的祷告。
And then they join.His prayer.
哦，他感觉到很非常高兴。
He felt the joy in his heart.
因为这样子。
Because of this.
不到一个月。
One month later.
聚会的时候，教会满满的。
And the attendance of the church improved greatly.
就这样，不信起来。
And this is the way that he revived the church.
这个就是以斯拉的这种祷告。
This is exactly the same pattern of Ezra's prayer.
所以现在我们看这个十章第一节。
Now we look at chapter 10, verse 1.
这个以斯拉祷告啊，认罪哭泣啊，俯伏在神的面前。
Ezra was praying and confessing, weeping and throwing himself before.
哦，这个就有以色列众的男女孩童啊，聚集到以斯拉那里。
And men and women, children gather around him.
成了大会。
And become a great assembly.
本来是一个人在祷告。
The beginning was only one person praying.
啊，那现在呢，很多孩童、男女孩童跑过来啊。
Now men and women and children come to join him.
那这个孩童他不会祷告嘛
？Because the children did not know how to pray.
但是他会哭啊。
But they know how to weep.
因为以斯拉在哭啊。
Because Ezra was weeping.
他们也加进来，我们也哭啊。
So they join his weeping.
我这个孩子的声音很亮。
Because the child they weep so loud.
这一哭不得了啊，这大哭啊，这大会。
And everyone listen and
成为一个哭的大会啊。
Great assembly of weeping.
所以声音很大。
So the voice.Was
loud. 其他的那些众民都来了。
The sounds of weeping move all the people to come in.
全都痛哭。
Everyone repent and weep.
这个就是祷告的功效。
This is the effect of prayer.
所以神会感动，就先感动这些比较单纯的孩童。
God moved those who are simple in the faith; they are children.
他们很容易受感动。
Because they are easily moved.
所以我们今天弟兄姐妹有些心很单纯的，像小孩子一样的。
So some of the brothers and sisters, they have simple faith like a child.
他很容易受感动。
They are easily touched.
所以神就想感动这些人来啊。
And God will move them and let them come in first.
让我们一起同心呢。
So that they can pray in one accord.
那力量就更强了。
And then the strength increase.
接下来就会感动那一些人。我心中比较硬的那些人。
And then those who have a harder heart will be moved.
他们也来了。
And they will come.
大家都痛苦了。
And everyone weep bitterly.
这个就是祷告出来神的感动。
This is the way how God moved people through prayer.
所以今天呢，我们要重视这项，这个是最根本的，要复兴教会的一个很重要祷告的功夫。
So today we should pay attention to the key to revive the church, and that is the most fundamental and basic things that is.Pray.
好了，一个人的祷告成为祷告的大会。
And what a person, a solo prayer becomes a great assembly of prayer.
我们要谈这种祷告是怎么来的。
So where does this kind of prayer come from?
不是说去叫大家来祷告，来快祷告，不是这样。
It's not a say, oh, come and pray, let's come.
这样没有用的。
There's no use.
他一句话都没有讲。
He said nothing.
他只有自己跪在神的面前这样祷告。
He himself kneeled down in front of God.
功效就出来了。
And that is the effect.
所以我在带领教会的祷告。
So for those who want to lead the church to revive through prayer.
以前我在还在牧养教会的时候。
In the past when I was pastoring the churches.
我就是学习以斯拉这个。
I just learned from Ezra.
我看到教会很多软弱。
I saw many weaknesses of the church.
那怎么办？
What should I do?
就是祷告啊。
Just pray.
我要弟兄姐妹祷告。
I want a brother and sister to pray more.
用讲的没用。
There's no use when you proclaim it 1,000 times.
聚会前，我一定第一个先到会堂。
Every time before the service, I will go to the chapel first and pray.
让第一个弟兄姐妹进来看的就是传道在那里祷告。
So when the first brother and sister come into the chapel, they will notice the preacher is praying.
所以从那个时候开始啊，没有人到会堂来再讲话，没有一个人。
So start from that point that no one come to the chapel first and begin to talk.
第一个来就是跪下去跟我一起祷告。
The first member come and he will kneel down and join me.
一个一直来就是一直祷告。
And people come and join.
到聚会时间到。
And the prayer and the service start.
对，十五分钟前。
And that's 15 minutes before the service start.
领事的人就会按铃了。
The hymn leader already there and ring the bell.
按铃，这个停止祷告。
And the prayer stop.
我一看，哦，会堂已经。满满的人啊。
I saw that the temple was filled with people.
以前都是迟到的。
In the past, they used to be all latecomers.
怎么讲都没有用的。
No matter how you rebuke them, there's no use.
我提前来祷告看看。
But I come.
结果。
Beforehand and pray.
要开始之前唱诗的时候，哇，已经满满了。
And I kneel down and get up, and it's time to sing him. I realized that the temple was filled with people.
就是这个很简单吗
？It's the simple way.
所以说我们要重视这种祷告。
So we have to emphasize this kind of prayer.
你要弟兄姐妹祷告吗
？You want a brother and sister to pray?
你道理讲再多没用。
It's no use you speak too much.
你跪下来祷告。
You show example, kneel down.
这个就是最好的拜人祷告了。
It's the best way to lead a life.
所以信仰的复兴是从这里起点。
So that is the beginning point of every spiritual and faith revival.
现在我们看第二节。
Second point.
这第二节是属以兰子孙的这个耶歇的儿子呢，示迦尼呀，就对以斯拉说：“我们在此地娶了外邦女子为妻，干犯了我们的神。然而以色列人还有指望。”现在神感动一个人起来说话。
Now God move a person and stand up to speak.
不必以斯拉说话。
So Ezra does not need to speak anything.
他就一直祷告，就是这样。
He just keep praying.
现在神感动这个人起来说话。
Now God move a person and stand up to speak.、
现在要怎么办
？What should we do？
他说我们起来悔改，代替全以色列人悔改。
So he said all the leaders should repent for the sake of all Israelites.
我们娶了外邦的女子，我们犯罪了，得罪神。
We all marry a foreigner and we sin against God.
在神面前认罪了。
And they confess the sin.
但是呢？
But,
以色列人还有指望。
There is still hope for Israel.
祷告出来的，让我们知道自己的犯错，但是也认识了神的爱。
Through prayer, we know our mistake, but we also know God's love.
因为认识神的爱，所以以色列还有指望。
Because we know the love of God, we know that we still have hope.
这个就是复兴的一个信心。
This is the faith of reviving the church.
好，然后呢，他就说了第三节。
Verse 3.
说现在啊，当与我们的神立约。
Now we should make a covenant with God.
休这一切的妻，离绝他们所生的孩子。
To divorce all the women of our, and then also the children.
照我们主和我那因神的命令战经之人所预定的按着律法而行。
And in accordance with the counsel of my Lord and of those who fear the commands of our God.
神感动这个人提出了办法怎么做要怎么做。
And God moved this person to make a succession of solving the problem.
第一就是要与神立约。
The first one is to make a covenant with God.
就是显出他们真正要彻底悔改的信心。
That show the determination in the repentance.
我们要在神面前彻底悔改。
We should repent to God completely.
这点很重要。
That is very important.
那种彻底的悔改是立约的。
This kind of complete repentance.
这个立约是不可以改变的。
It expressed through a covenant.
所以先有在神面前那种彻底的悔改的这个心。
So they should have a complete repentance heart.
然后呢，有这种悔改行为的这个表现。
And then they have the deeds to prove their repentance.
要怎么做？
What should they do?
第一啊，休掉一切外邦的妻。
To divorce all the Gentiles' wives.
把他们所生的呢也离去了。
And then also forsake all the children.
这个家长都不要了。
That is all the mixed, they all forget, kick them out.
纯种的才要。
They only keep the pure.
家长都不要。
And they kick out all the mixed.
今天来讲啊，除掉那些啊世俗的那种不对的那种观念。
That is in today's term that we should remove all the wrong mentality and way of thinking.
纯正的信仰。
We should keep the pure faith.
挺重要的。
That is important.
不信仰要复兴起来，一定要把这些不纯的全部都要弄掉。
You want to revive your faith, then you must remove all the impure thinking.
对我们个人的信仰来讲。
In terms of our personal faith.
今天我们的信仰要复兴起来。
Today our faith needs to be revived.
我们要省察自己。
We have to examine ourselves.
以前有这些，为什么会碰到这么多事情？
Why would I encounter so much misfortune?
为什么教会会弄到这样子？
Or many trouble situations.
我们做了哪些不对的事情？
Maybe we have done something wrong.
我们还有哪些我们以前这个观念是错误的？
What kind of mentality or way of thinking was wrong in the past?
这一些都要理解，都要除清楚。
Totally, completely removed.
完完全全回到神的话里头来，所以来遵循神的旨意。
And totally come back to God and fulfill God's will.
这样才能真正复兴起来。
Then this is the way of reviving.
一个人观念错误，看不清楚神的道理。
Because if we have a wrong mentality, a way of thinking, then we cannot see the true light of the Word of God.
所以这一点非常重要。
That is so important.
好，然后呢，还有一点。
One more point.
要照着我们主。和那因为神命令战经之人所预定的按律法而行。
In accordance with the counsel of my law and of those who fear the commands of God.
照主这个律法。
According to the law of God.
还有那些因为神的命令战经之人大家所商定的这个事情。
And of those who are trembled by the word of God and their decision.
这两件事情合在一起。
Two things comes together.
主的律法
God's law
所以我们要对圣经的真理排在第一
So we should put the Bible as number one
那么这一些因为神的命令战经敬畏神的明白神的这个律法的人
and those who are counsel of the law and they are trembled by the word of God
大家按照神的这个旨意所决定的这些事情
and the resolution they made because they fear the word of God
在今天来讲
Is today's term?
圣经的真理。
Today's Bible's truth.
那么教会执会开会的时候，按照神的旨意来决定我们要做的事情。
And a church board, according to the will of God, they decide something, some resolution that we should carry out.
这是我们大家教会弟兄姐妹大家要遵循的。
And that is for us to carry it out.
像使徒时代的时候，使徒行传第十五章那里使徒和众长老在耶路撒冷开会。决定
It's like when the time of Apostolic Churches, they, in chapter 15 of Acts, they gather in Jerusalem.
And
the Holy Spirit and them to make the decision.
And
then it's according to the Bible teachings.
一定来说,
and to say that the Gentiles believe they need to keep such and such.
And
then they hand out all the resolution to the churches in all the places.
接受到这个, 很高兴,
all the churches receive this command joyfully.
大家都遵守这样的决定,
everyone keep this command.
就神的道,
and the church of God prosper.
我们看这个使徒行传,
let's turn to
15章,
Acts 15.
所以今天我们要知道怎么样使教会复兴,
so today we should know how to revive the church.
使徒行传第15章,
Acts 15,
第16章第4节,
16 verse 10, Acts 16:10.
我们看16章的第4节就好, 他们经过各城把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的规条 交给门徒遵守。
16 verse 4, verse 4, as they traveled from town to town, they delivered the decision reached by the apostle.
结果怎么样?
What's the result?
第5节,
verse 5.
于是众教会信心越发坚固, 人数天天加增。
The church was strengthened in faith and grew daily in numbers.
所以你看神感动这个人起来讲这个话。
Why God moved someone to stand up and speak?
We have
to do according to the law of God.
和那一些啊, 啊, 敬畏神的命令的这些人所,大家所议定的这个办法, 大家来遵循,
and the resolution of those who fear God and were moved by the Spirit of God.
所以我们今天的教会就是要这样子。
So today our church should follow this example.
当我们职务会啊, 在开会, 在议定的时候,
we have a church board to, this, to have meetings.
正经里头的教训,
we should decide everything according to the teachings in the Bible.
不能用人意,
we cannot use human will.
用人意是就违背了神的旨意, 这个是很可怕的事情,
because if we use human will, it will go against God's will, and it's very terrible.
这个神一定会追讨的,
and God will ask us
to
repay, because it's the church of God.
啊, 耶稣基督在治理这个教会,
Jesus Christ is the one to tend a church.
所以今天我们当负责人要很小心,
today we are board members, we should be very careful.
要诚恳的谦卑的心, 啊, 祷告, 求神带领,
with a humble attitude we should pray and ask God to guide us.
让我们职会大家所共同决定的事情都合乎神的旨意,
so that everything that is desired by the church board could be according to God's will.
这样的带领教会一定会复兴起来,
and if we lead the church this way, then the church will revive.